Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Cheap Cheetah Money Show, a place for saving, making, and having fun with your money. We offer you a chance to learn new and creative ways to reach your financial goals. Here on the Cheap Cheetah Money Show, it's always about the money. To contact us, visit our website at www.cheapcheetah.com or at www.cheapcheetah.webs.com. And now, here is your host, Hill.
Good morning, my Cheap Cheetah family. How are you this morning? And happy Columbus Day. For those of us that remember and for those of us that don't, happy Columbus Day. Good morning, family. How are you? First of all, I want to say thank you for being part of the Cheap Cheetah Money Show. I thank my archivers, my people in my chat room. Thank you, and thank you. And before we get into money in the news for October, it's a bunch of crazy stuff that we'll talk about in a minute. I want to let you know just a few things. You know that we have a Facebook page, you know we have a YouTube channel, and you know we have a website. Please become a part of the Cheap Cheetah Money Show, sharing what's going on in your life regarding saving, making, and having fun with money. Come on, family, it's the holidays. It's time to come on back down, sit down. Let's share a cup of coffee and talk about things. And speaking of sharing a cup of coffee, if you're in the New York, New Jersey, tri-state area, I will be having coming November, December, around that time, I'm going to have a face-to-face, a meetup, because I want to see my family. You know, I always talk to you, and you talk to me, and we write back and forth. It's time to have a face-to-face. So if you're interested in knowing who, what, where, when, and how of the new meetup for the Cheap Cheetah Money Show, then let me know. Email me at cheapcheetah@yahoo.com, and I'll let you know when we're going to have it, where, and hopefully it'll be an ongoing thing. We'll come sit down. We talk about how to make, save, and have fun with money. We'll share our experiences, and we can learn from each other because this is all a learning experience for everybody, including myself, because I'm not an expert. I'm just a person who always looks for ways to save, make, and have fun with money. So if you're in the tri-state area and you're interested, let a sister know at cheapcheetah@yahoo.com. Just put in where's the meetup for the Cheap Cheetah Money Show. Also, what I wanted to tell you, free ebooks, excuse me. You know, the holidays are here. Halloween is in a couple of weeks. And you got the holidays, you got Halloween, Thanksgiving, all that. You know, I have a free ebook for you. The holiday savings, the Cheap Cheetah Way. It's a free ebook. So you need to read this because you know the holidays are coming up and we're always looking for creative ways to save money. So email me at cheapcheetah@yahoo.com. Also, we have Frugal Living 30 Minutes or Less. In 30 minutes or less. Also, you can email me at cheapcheetah@yahoo. And there's book for purchases. And also, the main thing I want to let you know is if you have a product or service that you would like to advertise on the show or you'd like to sponsor the show, please email me at cheapcheetah@yahoo.com because I'm always looking for sponsors and people to come on the show to talk about their finances. Or if you know someone interesting who would be great for the show, then email me. You know where to find me, folks. You know, we're not strangers. Okay, we're talking about money in the news today, okay? I don't know about you, but I love McDonald's, their breakfasts, okay? If you have not tried them, and don't say, oh, they are so nasty. If you have not tried McDonald's breakfast, try their pancakes. Their pancakes are pretty good, and I like their McMuffins. And this is by no way an advertisement for McDonald's, but I just wanted to let you know, if you don't know already, they're serving breakfast 24 hours, which is good. Because sometimes you don't want their little burgers and stuff. Sometimes you want some pancakes. Sometimes you want an Egg McMuffin. You know, so they are serving breakfast 24 hours, which I think is a good thing. We talked about the holidays. We talked about the book. You know holiday jobs are up and running, right? If you need a job, it's only maybe 7-8 weeks. A lot of stores are hiring. Macy's, Bloomingdale's, JCPenney. I just got notice in the mail this morning. Sears and Kmart is hiring. BJ's is hiring. These stores are looking for people like yourself who has strong work ethics, who knows how to come to a job every day, and who knows how to do a hell of a job. So if you're looking for extra money, because we always are looking for extra money to pay down our bills, to buy that extra dish for Thanksgiving, to pay for the kids' new vacations coming up for the winter or whatever, or to catch up with our bills. Holiday jobs are plentiful. And remind me later on, if we have time, I'll tell you about a situation I was in with a holiday job. Because sister applied for a holiday job. I have no shame in my game. Okay, but I'll tell you that story later. Okay, if I don't know where you're living, but here in New York, we have supermarkets called Pathmark and A&P and things like that. Well, I was reading the other day that they'll be laying off a lot of people. A&P, which is a supermarket, is laying off as many as 10,000 workers by Thanksgiving, which this is scary. And why do I say it's scary? Because the simple fact is that A&P, which is a supermarket, has been in business for 156 years. That's a long time, right? And what also makes it scary is the simple fact is that these people that they're laying off have been with the company for decades, okay? You work for a company for so long, and then you feel, well, I've worked here 30, 40, 50 years. I'm going to retire with a nice pension. I've devoted my life to this company. And then before you get a chance to retire, the company says, oh, by the way, we are going out of business, and you're getting laid off. And we filed for bankruptcy, so you may not have a pension. You may get unemployment. I don't know if you're going to get severance pay, but come Thanksgiving, it's it. Thank you for your devotion of 40, 50 years to us, but we out, okay? Because for whatever reason, we mismanaged our money, and we can't do nothing for you. That's the scary part. Because you devoted your life to one company all these years. And fine, you stayed there maybe because you were making the money, you stayed there because you were comfortable, or you stayed there for whatever reason, but you never thought that, hey, by the way, this company could go bankrupt like a lot of companies do. I could lose my pension. I could lose all my benefits. Fine, you may have a union, but what is your union doing? And there's only but so much a union can do. So I'm saying all this to say to you, just like money, you cannot put all your eggs in one basket when it comes to an employer, okay? You work there, you give them a day's work, they give you a day's pay, and you yourself have to be responsible for your own retirement. Because a situation like this is just not one isolated situation. We have companies, which we've read through the paper, that go out of business. And what happened to the people who've already retired from these companies? They lose their pensions. And a lot of people depend on a pension. They depend on their Social Security, their pension, and hopefully their outside finances. What I'm saying to you is don't put all your eggs in one company. If you're working, fine. Make sure you get your IRAs together. Make sure, just in case my company closes or burns down or whatever, I am prepared because I am not so dependent on one person for my livelihood. That's all I'm saying to you. Barbie dolls, and I'm a Barbie doll collector, she is out, okay? Mattel has lost a lot of money on the Barbie doll, maybe because Bratz or the scary dolls, I don't know. There's other dolls that are competing against Barbie, and she's losing big time. Mattel is down 16% in the first quarter from lack of sales for Barbie dolls, okay? And Barbies have been down 7 straight quarters. They're below the $1 billion mark. Can you believe one doll that does everything made $1 billion for a toy company? My thing is, we should have got stock in Mattel when Barbie was hot. I don't know if Mattel is the toy company the go-to toy company anymore because there's so many other toy companies out here. But there used to be where they made Barbies, they made Hot Wheels, they made all this stuff. I don't know if they're the go-to company anymore when it comes to stocks. So Barbie is not getting it. And I love my Barbie dolls because if you didn't know, I'm a collector. I stopped collecting a long time ago because I wanted to get my childhood dolls back, which I did. So now it's like, you know, I stopped buying them because they changed the doll, the way she looked and everything. So anyway, Barbie is out, and it looked like McDonald's all-day breakfast is in. I had to throw that in. Okay. What else we have for money in the news? Let me see. Holidays, right? And we are talking about holidays. If you do a pumpkin pie, which I love pumpkin pie, I love sweet potato, okay, and you do Libby's, you use the Libby's pumpkin pie filler, pumpkins, Libby's is telling you that they may not have no pumpkin pie for you to put in your pie this year, only because pumpkin season was down with the floods and everything like that, and the farmers blaming record rainfall, so they're not making a lot of pumpkins and stuff, so they didn't produce a lot. And, like, Libby's takes a lot of pumpkins, and, you know, with the Halloween, the farmers put their pumpkins out, and people buy pumpkins and stuff like that. So pumpkin season was not as great this year, so a lot of times you may see a slowdown on people buying pumpkin pie or the ingredients that you may need, especially pumpkin pie. You need pumpkins, right? You may not be able to find it. So what the company's telling you to do is, If you use the Libby's pumpkin in the can to make your pumpkin pie, when you see them, you better get them because they got one more shipment and they out for the season. So that's just a heads up. Okay. Disney. All right. We all love the mouse, and the mouse has been made billions of dollars. You got Disneyland in Florida. You got Disney in California. The mouse is worth billions. Okay. But I was reading also, Disney is raising their annual passes to $1,000. It used to be $779. Now it's $1,049. This is the annual pass. That's a whopping $270 hike, 35% increase. Why? People still going to Disney. If you told them the annual pass was $3,000, why? Because they like the mouse. They like all the little characters. They like the rides. But you got to think now. Disney is a business, okay? No matter how cute and fun and everything it is, it's a business, all right? And the reason they can raise this much money, the 35% price increase on the annual prices, is because, number one, demand. People are coming and loving Disney. They still will bitch about the price, but they still going to come. Okay? Number two, revenue. Disney is a business, and its goal is to make money. Okay? Three, spending. Annual pass holders spend less on big ticket items such as hotel rooms, restaurants, gifts. So with the added price, it incorporates the money that they were not spending into the annual pass. Because basically what they're saying is people who do actually have the annual pass are people who live maybe in the Florida area or close to it where Disney's not a major thing. They can go to it like you go to your regular amusement park wherever you live in your area. So they're incorporating that. Also, overcrowding. On its busy day, Disney can be crazy. Okay, if you've been to Disneyland, it's just like a whole sea of strollers and kids, and it can be crazy. They're not lying. It can be. There are long lines for restaurants, rides, restroom. With the high price, this will alleviate some of the crowding because some of the people will not pay the 35% in the annual price, in the annual pass. Some will. It depends, okay? So, again, Disney is a business. And also, between me and you, don't tell anybody, Disney is building a new Star Wars feature, okay? It's called Star Wars Land. It's a new, bigger attraction at Disney, and it's going to have 14 theme parks. It's like a 14 theme park thing, which will cost a lot of money. So their Star Wars Land is going to explode, which means more people in the park, which means more craziness, which means they can charge more money. Because I think for like a one-day pass or something like that, it's a couple hundred dollars. I remember when we went, I got mouth shot, for real, because the two of us, it was for two, and I think we spent like $200 for a one-day pass. Disney is making a killing, okay? And if I were you, I would look into Disney stock, for real, okay? Because if Disney's making that kind of money, then why can't the investors in Disney make that kind of money? And if you go there and you know you got to save up 6 months' worth of salary to take your kids there so they can enjoy a mouse and some little characters and stuff and go on the rides and do whatever, you might as well try to look into Disney stock, see how much it's going for, scrap a couple of dollars together, and buy Disney stock. Why should he always get the big payout? Why can't you get a couple of coins too? Because when he goes up, the stock should go up. And right now is good because the stocks right now should be down. So Disney needs to be cheap, okay? So if you going to Disney, taking your kids, you're loving it, when he get paid, your stock can pay, so you get paid too. So maybe it kind of will, you know, balance out. In the long run, you spend X amount of dollars going to Disney, seeing this mouse, and then they're going to pay you X amount of dollars because they're making a killing, you know, so maybe it would defer some of the expenses of being part of Disney. Because, like I said, that mouse is getting paid. Okay. Investors are pulling money out of the market. Billions of dollars in 401k money are leaving the stock market at a fast rate. People run scared when stock markets go down. And that's true for everything. When there's a shortage of water, or when there's a shortage of bread, or when there's a shortage of, milk, people run scared and they try to stock up. With this, when the market goes down, people pull out their full money from their 401k. This has caused a surge of baby boomers, retirees, mixed with crazy stock markets, swings and surges of younger and more affluent savers landing jobs that afford savings for retirement to help fill the grooming gap. Meaning, a lot of the baby boomers who are going into retirement, mixed with the crazy stock market and a shortage of younger people and more affluent savers landing jobs that afford them savings for retirement to help fill the growing gap. According to a survey, 50% of U.S. millionaire investors do not plan to invest in the coming months. What they're saying is a lot of people are not going into the stock market because they're running scared, again, because the market has shown significant drops. Hey, we all lost money. I lost money. I'm sure if you're in the stock market, you lost money too. But this isn't really no reason to panic. Because the simple fact is, it's cheap. Like I always tell you, when the stock market goes down, it's like buying stuff on sale. If you haven't heard from me, listen to Warren Buffett. He always says, it's cheap, buy stock cheap. And that way when they go up, you've made a couple of dollars. Just like when we go shopping, we try to find stuff that we really need and expensive. Same with stock market. Okay, when the stocks go down, the bonds go up, you know, so this is, to me, a time to buy. We just talked about Disney. Look into Disney. We talked about What else we talked about? We talked about, not A&P, of course, Mattel. Look into Mattel and see, because they're still making money, okay? Look into stocks that you know. Look into McDonald's. We talked about McDonald's. Look into stocks that you know that you, you know, purchase their products and services, or you know the stocks are almost guaranteed. Like, you know you got to pay electricity, okay? You know you got to pay the oil bill because here come winter. Look into utility stocks. ExxonMobil has done wonderful. And I'm not, like I said, I'm not a financial advisor. I'm not a financial expert. But I do like to buy stocks. Sometimes I buy them for fun. Sometimes I buy them seriously. But, and you don't have to buy all of them all at once. Buy one at a time. Say, okay, maybe I'm going to buy Disney stock if I can afford it. Or if you buy a mutual fund, which buys a bunch of stocks, and that way they alleviate some of the worry and alleviate some of the stress you may have, or and alleviate some of the it balances out just a stock. Instead of buying a single stock, maybe you buy a mutual fund, which buys multi-stocks. So it makes you a little bit more comfortable and maybe a little bit cheaper. I always tell you, stocks are the way to go. It's a piece of the pie. It ain't the whole pie, but it's a nice piece of the pie. Okay? And on that note, a word from our sponsor. Not about stock, but...
This message is for independent recording artists. Is your music career at a standstill? If so, let Access to a Rising Artist Promotion get it moving again and take it to the next level. We can assist you with building your brand through online radio promotion, social media marketing, and website development. And if you don't know what direction to go, get an opportunity to have a one-on-one consultation session to get you started in the creative aspect of developing a strategy on going forward with your music career. Get back on your music journey again and visit us online for a host of new opportunities that will put you in the spotlight at www.accesstoarisingartist.com, the ultimate platform for a rising artist to shine.
Thank you for my sponsor, Access to a Rising Artist. And next week we are talking about scary finances. Ooh. In the spirit of Halloween, because this month is Halloween, we're talking about scary finances. Stuff that we do that is just too scary even for me sometimes when it comes to money. And also, again, if you're in a New York, if you're in a tri-state area, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, come join me for coffee in October. We're having a meetup. I like to see my family once and for all. You know, it's been 8 years and we've talked and stuff, but it's now it's time to get together and sit down and let's, you know, share a good cup of coffee with each other and let's talk about saving, making, and having fun with money. Hopefully it can be a continuous thing, but I am having the first meetup for the Cheap Cheetah Money Show in November sometime. So hit me up at cheapcheetah@yahoo.com if you're interested in knowing who, what, where, when, and how of the Cheap Cheetah Money Show meetup. Okay? I look forward to seeing you because I know there's a lot to talk about, and it's a come-together kind of thing. We share a cup of coffee, and we come together and say, hey, how are you? This is what's going on. This is, you know, we're trying to help each other save and make money together. And I look forward to seeing some of you. So hit me up on cheapcheetah@yahoo.com for that information. Also, we were talking about stocks, okay? And we were talking about money in the news, but I left you on stocks and everything and how, you know, Mattel and McDonald's and everything, you look into it. But let me tell you really quick before we go what I've been doing. If you visit my Facebook page, you would see, or if you visit my website, The Cheap Cheetah Money Show, you would see that I have started a challenge called Investing with Coin Challenge, which is simply this. You save your coins, okay? I don't care if it's nickel, penny, dime. You save your coins in a jar under your bed. I don't care where you save them. You save them for a period of time of, say, 3 months, 4 months, whatever, okay? What I did was I saved my coins. I looked into investing in one single stock. Okay, nothing too expensive. So I picked, say, Kellogg's. I picked Kellogg's stock to buy in because it's drip. I can purchase stock directly from the company Kellogg's. Okay. You also can do GE. General Electric allows you to do this too, but I'm getting off base. I save my coins. I call the company, the investor services from Kellogg's, and ask them, how much does it cost to get into your investment program? It only costs $65 for me or for anyone. The company will send you some forms. You'll fill those forms out, which are very simple. I save $65 in coins because $50 is your first initial investment, plus they charge you a $15 fee to start the program. So it came out to $65. I saved $65 in coins. I rolled them up. I went to the bank. I deposited money in my checking account, and then I wrote Kellogg's a check. Okay. Going forward, every time I save coins, I will send Kellogg's $25 because that's the minimum amount you can send them to buy more shares in their company. So this is how you invest on the cheap. Your coins you're not going to miss. You save enough coins in order to buy stock in it. So you know down the line, this is where my coins are going. It's not going for junk that I don't need. It's not going for stuff that it's not falling behind furniture, couches, and stuff that I can't find. You take your coins, you roll them, and you make your coins serve a purpose for you. If you don't want to buy stock, fine. Take the coins, roll them, and pay your bills with them. Pay your credit cards. Take your coins, roll them, and save them for a vacation. Have a purpose for coins, okay? I have found by doing this experiment, and I've just started maybe like 3 months ago, I look for coins everywhere. I am a coin fiend. I look on the street. I look everywhere in my house. If it's a penny, nickel, dime, I scoop it up real quick and I put it in a little basket until I can get $25 in coin to buy stock with. I'm telling you, it's a lot of fun and I do it. But what I'm really saying to you is do something productive with your coins. And preferably, I like for you to invest. And if you don't want to do a single stock, maybe you can save enough to do a mutual fund because investment is the way to go. Investing is paying more than a bank, which is 0.001%. And I know you can say, well, you know what? The stock market is going down. Yeah, it goes down, it goes up. But over a long period of time, you'll make money. You know, because I stress over it too, but trust me, in a long period of time, you will make money. But I am not a financial advisor. I'm just a person who likes to save money. I'm a cheapskate, and I love it, and I am trying to be financially free, and I want you to do the same thing. So I'm just sharing what I do with you and what I've learned because I want you to be that way too. I want you to have choices. With money comes choices, okay? And I was listening to a guy the other day, and the guy was saying that you are cheap, you're frugal for a reason. It's a part of your life, but it shouldn't be your whole life. You know what I'm saying? You do things you got to do in order to obtain a goal, okay? And he was so right. I love being a cheapskate. I love being frugal. Whatever you want to call it, I don't call it. They're just names. We don't care. We just know that we need to save money and do creative things and still have fun. Okay, so this is what I'm just telling you to do. You know, it's a suggestion. Okay, and you can hit me up on my Facebook page and I kind of tell you all about, you know, my coin investment and everything like that. I'm also doing a fast. I'm doing a money fast this week where I'm not spending any money. I'm trying to work with that to see what's going on. So, next week we're talking about scary money, and I do appreciate you being with me this morning talking about October's money in the news, and I love you, and I appreciate you. Keep your mind on your money on your mind, and on that note, I will see you next week where I want you for me this week to do what? Save that money. Take care, folks. Love you. See you next week.